归给神，感谢主。接下来我要欢迎我跟勋真牧师，还有很多 Asia 的牧者，这些领袖，我们的属灵父亲，这个带我们走进到天国文化这个旅程的这位牧者 Bill Johnson 牧师，我们拍手欢迎他。
Thank you, bless you, thanks, thank you, thank you.Thank you. Well, it's nice to be in the jungle again.
很高兴又回到丛林里面。
I love this place.
真的非常喜欢这个地方。
What's that restaurant that is designed like this?
A rainforest, a
rainforest cafe.
Yes.
I feel like we should have something to eat.
我感觉应该有一些东西可以吃，因为美国有一个餐厅，它的设计跟这个很像。
This is like the rainforest cafe.
就好像是那个 rainforest cafe 一样。
A parrot is going to fly by at any moment.
等一下会有一个鹦鹉就从我们中间飞过去。
And a monkey is going to jump down.
然后会有一只猴子从上面跳下来。
I love this.
真的很喜欢这个地方。
There's a church that I go to in that I've been to several times in Brazil.
我有去巴西去到一个教会很多次啊。
It's called the Snowball Church.
那个教会叫做一个雪滚雪球的教会。
Snowball.
就是雪球。
And they have a surfboard for a pulpit.
然后他们的讲台是用一个冲浪板。
And it's filled with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people.
然后那个教会充满了成千成几百个年轻人哦。
I love those guys so much.
我非常喜欢他们。
So we have snowball.
所以我们有滚雪球的教会。
And rainforest.
还有雨林的这丛林的教会啊。
That's good.
非常好。
I have some very important.
有非常重要的事情要跟大家分享。
Thanks to me. I start to think that maybe my jokes are why some people come to church.
我先慢慢发现，好像我的笑话是人主要来教会来听讲道的原因啊。
Not you, but some people.
有一些人是这样子。
I have three I'm going to read tonight.
今天晚上跟大家分享三个笑话。
So yes, it's a bonus night.
今天晚上是免费送给大家的一晚。
You have to pretend to enjoy it when I'm through.
当我讲完之后，然后假装享受这些笑话 ，OK?
Several men are in the locker room at a local golf club.
几个男士们他们在一个高尔夫球场的一个他们换衣更衣室里面。
A cell phone begins to ring on the bench.
然后就在他们坐的椅子上面呢，有一个人的手机就响起。
And a man reaches over and turns on the speaker-free function.
然后有一个人就用扩音器把那个。电话打开接了接了通电话
the hand-free speaker function.
就是那个扩音器的功能
everyone else stops to listen.
所以所有的人都停下来来听那个电话
he says hello
他说 hello
a woman on the other end says hi honey it's me
然后就对方的一个女人的声音就说哎、你好蜜糖你好
are you at the club
他说你在球场吗
he responds yes
他说是
she said I'm at the shops now and I found this beautiful leather coat
他说我在这个逛街的时候呢看到一件非常棒的一个皮衣夹克
it's only $2,000
只有$2,000而已
is it okay if I buy it
我买这个可不可以
he said sure
他说可以
go ahead if you like it that much
如果你很喜欢的话你去买没问题
she continued
然后那个姐妹就继续那个妇人就继续说
I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership
我刚才也在宾士的那一个车商那边停下来过。
And I found a new model I really like.
我看到一个新的车型是我很喜欢的。
He said, well, how much is it?
他说多少钱
？He says $200,000.
他说大概$2,000,000。
He said, okay.
他说好吧。
But for that price, I want it with all the options.
他说但是这样的一个价钱。里面所有的配备都要是最顶级的。
She said, great.
她说太好了。
But one more thing.
她说还有一件事。
I was just talking to Janie.
我刚才跟我的朋友 Janie 讲话。
And the house I wanted last year is back on the market.
我去年想要买的那个房子今年又在市场上面要来出售了。
They're asking $2.2 million for it.
他们这个价钱是 $220,000 这个房子。
He said, "We'll offer her $2 million."
他说你跟他喊价，喊$200,000。
They'll probably take it.
200万，他们应该会接受这个价钱。
If not, we can go the extra $200,000 if you really like it that much.
他说如果他们不愿意接受两百万的话，那没关系。我们如果你真的很喜欢的话，我们就利用$2,200,000去买。
She said, "Okay."
他说 OK。
I love you so much.
我真的好爱你哦。
I'll see you later.
来，我们待会见。
He said, "Bye, I love you too."
他也说我很爱你，然后就挂掉了。
The man hangs up the phone.
然后那个人就把电话挂上。
And he turns to everyone else in the locker room.
他就转向在这一个他们换更衣室里面所有其他的男士们。
Their eyes are wide open.
然后那些人看他的眼神都很。
Their mouths are hanging wide open.
他们的嘴巴是这样张的很大的。
And he turns and he asks them.
他就转向他们问他们说。
Anyone know who this phone belongs to?
他说有多少人知道这个手机的是谁的
？Oh goodness. For those of you who watch what you eat,
那些你在很在乎你平常的饮食的，在乎的吃健康的。
Here is the final word on nutrition.
这是最后可以跟你分析关于营养学的。
It's a relief to know the truth after all these years.
就是我们可以知道这样的一个真理真的是非常好的。
Number one.
第一。
The Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the English.
就是日本人他们不太吃所谓的脂肪肥肉啊，所以他们其实有很少的心脏病。他们比英国人心脏病的几率少很多。
Number two.
第二。
The Mexicans eat a lot of fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the English.
墨西哥人呢，他们很喜欢吃肥肉，吃很多，然后他们的心脏病发作的几率也比英国人少很多。
Number three.
第三。
The Chinese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than the English.
中国人呢，他们很少喝红酒，然后他们心脏病发作的几率也比英国人少很多。
Number four.
第四。
The Italians drink a lot of red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than the English.
意大利人他们喝很多的红酒，然后他们得心脏病的几率也比英国人少很多。
Number five.
第五。
The Germans drink a lot of beer, eat a lot of sausages and fats, and suffer fewer heart attacks than the English.
德国人喝很多的啤酒，又喜欢吃所谓的香肠跟很多的肥肉，然后他们的心脏病的几率也比英国人少很多。
Conclusion.
结论要跟大家分享。
Eat and drink what you like.
你爱吃什么，爱喝什么，随你便。
Speaking English is apparently what kills you.
讲英文才是最终会有心脏病的关键。
Can you do one more?
还可以再讲一个吗？
And then I promise we'll get real serious.
然后之后我们就会很严肃啊。
A man is 84 years old and he loves to fish.
一个八十岁的人，他很喜欢钓鱼。
He was sitting in his boat the other day.
然后有一天他坐在船上要钓鱼的时候。
And he heard a voice say.
他听一个声音跟他说。
Pick me up.
你来抓我。
He looked around.
他看看。
Didn't see anyone.
没有看到任何人。
He thought he was dreaming.
他以为他在做白日梦。
And he heard the voice again.
他又听见那个声音对他说。
Pick me up.
把我拿起来。
He looked in the water.
他看看在水里面。
And there was a frog.
有一只青蛙。
He said, "Are you talking to me?"
他说你在跟我说话吗
？The frog said, "Yes, I'm talking to you."
那个青蛙就说，当然是我在跟你说话啊。
Pick me up.
把我拿起来。
Kiss me.
亲我。
I will turn into the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
我会变成你没有办法想象全世界最美的女人。
And I will become your bride.
然后我会成为你的新娘。
He looked at the frog for a moment.
他看着这个青蛙一阵子。
He picked it up.
他把它拿起来。
Put it in his shirt pocket.
然后把它放在他的那个衬衫的口袋里。
The frog said, "Are you crazy?"
然后那个青蛙就说，你疯了吗？
I said, kiss me.
我说你要亲我。
I'll turn into the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
我会变成你看过最美的女人啊。
I will become your bride.
我会成为你的新娘，成为你老婆啊。
The man looked at the frog.
那个人看着这个青蛙。
And he said, no.
他说，不要。
At my age,
在我的这个年纪啊。
I'd rather have a talking frog.
我宁可有一只会讲话的青蛙作为我的伴侣比较好。
Once I get started, it's very hard to stop.
我的问题是一开始讲这些笑话就很难停止啊。
This older gentleman is working out in the gym.
有一位年长的男士哦，在健身房里面。
Just one more.
在健身房里面。
It's very short.
很短，很短，很短。在健身房里面做重量训练了。
This old man is working out hard.
这个人就在健身房里面做重量训练，非常的认真做。
He's with his trainer.
他跟他的教练啊，健身教练在一起啊。
And a beautiful young lady walks into the gym.
有一个非常美丽的一位女子就走进到那个健身房里。
And he turns to his trainer.
他就转向他的健身教练说。
He said, "What machine should I use to impress her?"
他说我要应该用什么样的机器才可以吸引她的焦点
？The trainer looks at him head to toe.
然后那个教练就看着就是打量他的这个人。
He said, "Try the ATM in the lobby."
他说你要用什么样的机器？你用那个在上面的那个 ATM 的那个零钱，好，那个东西会最吸引他的注意力。
No more, no more.
好了，没了，不再讲了。
Oh my goodness! All right.How do you recover?
要怎么样回来啊？很难转回来。
One of the things that encourages me the most when I come here.
当我来到台湾，什么东西最让我感动，跟最让我感到激励的
？How many young people you have?
就是看见到台湾的年轻人。
It moves me so deeply.
真的是很让我感动。
Because I go places where that's not true.
因为有时候去到一些的地方，其实不是有那么多的年轻人。
And I always feel like the movement is dying.
有的时候会感觉到那个运动好像快要停止了。
If we're not impacting the next generation.
如果我们没有在影响下一个世代的话，整个的运动其实是会停滞的。
One of the things that encourages me the most about being at home in Reading.
在当我在家里面，在我们 Reading 城市里面，一个东西让我感到非常的激励的是什么
？Is the impact of the gospel on children and young people and young adults？
就是福音怎么样影响我们的下一个世代，不管是在社青、在青少年跟孩童身上。
So before we open the word, I want us to do something.
所以在我们一起来分享神的话语之前，我们要做一件事。
I want to have everyone who is, let's just say, 35 years old and younger. I want you to stand.
我要我们在座的35岁以下的从位上站起来，好不好？真的假的？
那
35岁以下。
I know.
Wow.Wow,
beautiful. Remain standing.
我们继续站着。
I know some of you just turned 36 and you're now bitter at me.
我知道我们当中有些刚刚36 满36岁的人，你现在对我很苦毒。
Some of the most significant things that happen in our world at home.
就在我们的城市跟我们的教会里面发生一些最伟大、最独特的事情。
Actually happens with small children.
其实是在一些孩子身上，他们开始经历神。
A five-year-old doesn't have a junior Holy Spirit.
你要知道，一个五岁的孩子，他所拥有的圣灵不是一个微小、比较小次等的圣灵。
They're not second-class citizens in the kingdom.
他们五岁的孩子，他们在神的国度里面不是次等公民。
And sometimes they find it much easier to hear from God and to be used by Him.
有的时候，这些的孩子们，他们要聆听神声音是更容易的，被神使用也是更容易的。
So when I look at children.
所以当我看孩子们的时候，
all the way up to young adults.
从孩子们到青少年到社青，
I don't ever think of them as the church of tomorrow.
我从来不会认为他们是教会的未来。
They are the church of today.
他们是教会现在的栋梁。
And they have great responsibility and great opportunity.
在他们身上有极伟大的责任，也有极伟大的机会在他们面前。
They will be able to go places that I didn't have time to go.
他们可以去到一些的地方是我没有时间、没有办法去到的。
I mean places in God.
是在我讲到的不是地理位置的地方，而是进入到神里面的那些层次里面是我没有办法去的。
So I would like to ask for the rest of you to stand and to lay hands on them.
我要请我们其他坐在现在坐在椅子上的人从位上站起来，我们为这些站着的人来按手祷告。
And if you can't personally reach someone, then extend your hand.
如果你没有办法走到他们身边为他们按手，你也往他们那个方向去举手。如果可以的话，离开你的位置去为他们按手祷告。
I want you to pray for the blessing of the Lord on their life.
我要你为祷告求神的祝福可以临到他们的生命里面。
I want you to pray that God would give them great wisdom.
我要你祷告求神给他们极大的智慧。
Great revelation.
极大的启示。
Just pray for them.
就为他们祷告。
You know how to pray. Lift your voice.
你知道怎么样祷告？扬声，扬声，为他们按，为他们来祷告。
Yeah, we pray for great wisdom and authority to come upon.
我们祷告极大的智慧跟权柄临到他们身上。
Great wisdom and revelation.
极大的智慧跟从神来的启示临到他们。
To come upon this generation.
在这个世代里面，他们要领受神的智慧跟启示。
Give them ears to hear your voice in a unique way.
让他们可以有一个倾听你声音的耳朵。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告来求。
Now, just don't sit down yet.
还不要坐下来，不要坐下来，还不要坐下来。
Don't sit down yet. Now,
还不要坐下来哦。
Now I want to ask for those who are 35 and under.
我现在要邀请35岁以下的人。
To now pray for those older than you.
现在为那些35岁以上比你年长的人来按手祷告。
I want you to bless them.
我要你祝福他们。
Pray for great wisdom.
求神给他们极大的智慧。
Just lay hands on them and pray.
按手在他们的身上来祷告。
If there's no young people around you, lay hands on each other.
如果你周围没有年轻的人的话，就彼此按手祷告。
All right. I want you just to declare over one another.
我要我们彼此来宣告。
I bless you in the name of the Lord.
我奉主耶稣的名，大大的祝福你。
I bless you in the name of the Lord.
我奉主耶稣的名，祝福你。
Okay, go ahead and be seated.
好，请坐。
I'd like for you to open your Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1.
跟我一起翻开你的圣经，翻到提摩太前书第一章。
I'm going to talk to you for a shorter period of time.
今天晚上我跟你们分享的是比较简短。
Because I want us to pray for some people for healing.
今天晚上我想要为一些的人的身体的医治祷告。
But I want to share something that has been on my heart a lot for the last several months.
但是我想跟大家分享一些的东西，是过去几个月一直在我心里面一直在不断的在默想的东西。
I keep feeling like we are on the edge of some of the greatest breakthroughs the church has ever seen.
我一直觉得是我们教会正在好像要预备进入到一个突破的一个状态的里面，是过去教会历史从来没有经历过的。
We're right at the edge of great breakthrough, great miracles.
好像就要进到我们正准备就快要跨越进到那一个伟大的突破跟伟大的那样的一个神迹的里面。
Probably the prayer I have prayed more than any other in the last 5 years.
在过去五年当中，我最常做的祷告其实是这个祷告。
Has been for the spirit of breakthrough.
就是求那个突破的灵啊。
In fact, I shouldn't say probably. There's no question. It's what I've prayed for more than anything else.
这我不应该不是说好像是，而是我很确定的是，这五年来我最常做的祷告就是祷告突破的灵可以临到。
It's where there's resistance, and then there's breakthrough, and there's provision, or there's healing, or there's deliverance.
就好像我们碰到一个拦阻，拦阻，拦阻，突然那个突破来到，我们就进入到一个神的供应，就是一个神迹奇事的里面。
It's almost like the blessings of the Lord are frozen in the heavens, and then they begin to thaw.
好像就是神的祝福，好像在天上是在那边，好像冰冻住一样。可是后来就开始融化了，就掉下来了。
And suddenly things begin to happen that we've been praying for an extended period of time.
然后突然间，那些过去我们祷告很长一段的时间没有发生的事情，就突然发生了。
So the idea, the subject of breakthrough.Is one that has been on my heart for many, many years.
所以这个突破的主题是过去很多年一直在我心里面，我一直不断的在挂记的。
But I have felt in the last few months that it's coming to a head. It's coming to a point of significant increase and breakthrough.
可是在过去几个月当中，我就感受到在灵里面的一个急迫，就好像是那个突破就要来到一样。
And in light of that, 1 Timothy has become.A key book for me in understanding breakthrough.
所以从这个角度，我们要来看提摩太前书，就会对我来说是一个要明白突破一个非常关键的书信。
Let me give you just a little bit of the backdrop of this book, 1 Timothy.
所以我先给大家这个提摩太前书的一些的背景，让大家可以了解。
In many ways, Paul writes this letter to his spiritual son.
从一个角度，保罗写这个书信是要给他的属灵儿子提摩太。
Now the wonderful thing about fathers and sons,
你要知道父子之间关系当中最美的是什么
？Is they are not in competition with each other.
就是父子之间是不会有竞争感的。
Not if it's a healthy relationship.
当然这是一个健康的父子关系啦。
The father always wants to see their son do better than them.
父亲总是要看到他的孩子比他更青出于蓝更好。
So you don't have the issues of jealousy.
所以你不会有一个彼此竞争跟嫉妒在他们中关系中间。
And in this case, Paul is writing to his own spiritual son.
所以在这个书信里面是保罗写给他的属灵儿子提摩太。
And he wants him to succeed in every possible way.
那他要他的属灵儿子提摩太在每一个领域当中都要兴盛，要成功。
Timothy is the head apostolic leader in the region of Ephesus.
我们知道提摩太当时是在整个的以弗所地区的使徒性领袖。
Ephesus had the greatest revival in the book of Acts.
在整个的使徒行传里面，最大的复兴是发生在以弗所那个城市。
What they experienced was so significant.
他们所经历到的那个复兴，则是极大的翻转到一个地步啊。
That it launched such a great move of God.
带下神极大的作为在那个城市里面。
Or I should say, it was a part of such a great move of God.
或者我们可以说，他带下神极大的作为当中。
That the Bible says every single person in Asia heard the gospel.
圣经上是这样描述的，在亚细亚的每一个人都听见了福音。
That's an astonishing record in Scripture.
如果这样的一个记载在圣经里面，你仔细来思想，是非常非常非常了不起的。
But when Paul writes this letter to Timothy,
可是当保罗写这个书信给提摩太的时候。
It's filled with warnings and concerns.
可是里面充满了很多的提醒，跟他一些要帮助提摩太注意的事项。
He warns Timothy about the war over words.
他提醒提摩太关于话语当中的一些的争战争论。
We happen to live at a time when we are being bombarded with words.
你要知道，我们现在这个时代也是有很多不同的谬论、不同的教导、不同的声音。
From television to internet to being in a store where music is playing.
不管是在电视上面，透过的媒体，或者是在网络上面，或者是我们去买东西的时候，在那个商店里面所在放的音乐，
We are bombarded with other people's ideas.
有很多不同的想法，不同的信念会丢到我们的脑海里面。
And those ideas aren't always healthy or right.
很多这些的想法跟意念，很不一定都是好的。
And so Paul writes this letter to his son Timothy.
所以保罗写这封信给他的属灵儿子提摩太。
Because there were so many things happening that were trying to distract him from his purpose.
因为有很多其他发生的事情正在让他分心，没有办法专注在他的呼召跟他的使命上面。
In chapter 1, Paul said, "Be careful of fables, stories that distract you from the purposes of God."
所以在第一章的时候，保罗就提醒他说，你不可听从那飘渺无凭的话语跟无穷的家谱。
He warned him to be careful of idle talk. That's just vain babbling.
所以他就说你要小心那种飘渺无凭的话语啊。
He warned him about doctrines of demons.
他提醒他们关于那些邪灵虚浮的话语。
And I'll tell you right now, in my nation, we are being bombarded with doctrines of demons.
我要告诉你，在美国，其实我们有很多这些敌正道的，抵挡神正道的一些的教导正在发生中。
Things that are so anti-Christ in nature, and yet they're being exalted as good.
那一些的教导，那些的论述是非常抵挡基督的，可是那些东西却被人注意，被人觉得是好的。
There are several other terms that Paul uses to warn Timothy.
保罗还用其他一些的方式来描述，来帮助，来提醒提摩太。
And then he calls Timothy to a position that is almost like a military position.
然后他呼召提摩太进入到一个状态或者是一个姿态的里面，是一个征战，好像是在军队的一个姿势。
Twice he tells Timothy to fight.
两次他跟提摩太说你要来征战。
Another time he tells him to guard, to protect.
另外一次他说你要来抵挡。
So I'm just trying to give you a simple picture for one thought that I want to share.
我其实给这样的一个为大家描述这个图画，让大家可以明白我之后要讲的这个重点。
The result of our life，
这我们的生命所结出来的果子。
The end product of our life，
或者是我们生命最终要带出来的结果。
Will reveal whose word we believed，
会显明什么？就是我们真正相信的是谁的话语。
Because God will give us a word that says one thing，
因为神会给我们他的话语，告诉我们要做一切事。
And then we will receive 20 other words that contradict what God has said.
那我们会领受另外二十多不同的话语，是来抵挡神跟我们所说会发生的事情。
The great challenge of life.
我们人生当中最大的挑战是什么？
Is to feed our soul on what God has said.
就是要用神对我们所说的话语来喂养我们的魂。
The Scripture makes this proclamation.
圣经是这样宣告，这样的说的。
Let God be found true.
让神是真的
and every man a liar.
所有其他人都是谎言。
It is saying what God says is absolutely right.
意思是说神所说的才是真理。
And anyone who contradicts him is a liar.
任何不符合、不对齐这个真理的都是谎言。
That's not to stir up anger in us towards people.
这不是要挑旺我们里面对其他人的憎恨或者是愤怒。
It is to provoke us to a diligence to care over what God has spoken.
而是让我们警醒看重神过去对我们曾经说过的话。
Mary, the mother of Jesus, had such an opportunity.
这玛利亚就是耶稣的母亲，她有这样的一个机会。
The angel Gabriel appeared to her.
天使向她显现。
And announced that she would give birth to the Messiah.
然后告诉她说她会生。他会生出那个弥赛亚。
After she gave birth to the Messiah,
当他生出弥赛亚之后
，shepherds showed up.
我们看见那些牧羊人出现了
，and told her about a heavenly visitation they had.
然后告诉他们，他们有一个从天上来的一个造访的经历
，telling them about the uniqueness of this baby.
告诉他们关于这个孩子的一个独特性。
A little while later.Wise men came.
之后那些东方的博士来拜见耶稣
told her how they were attracted or guided to this place to worship this child.
然后告诉玛利亚说他们是怎么样被引领来敬拜这个孩子
When they brought baby Jesus into the temple,
当他们带着这个孩子上耶路撒冷去圣殿的时候
Anna, who was a widower and a great intercessor.
我们看见那个安娜，她是一个寡妇，她也是一个代祷者。
Saw this baby and began to prophesy.
看见这个婴孩的时候，就开始发预言。
Simeon, who was a great man of God,
西面也是一个神所重用的仆人。
Came to Mary and Joseph with amazing news that he saw about this child.
然后来到玛利亚跟约瑟的面前，就讲论关于这个孩子的未来。
And the scripture says that Mary took all these words.And she treasured them in her heart.
圣经上描述玛利亚就把自己所说的话深藏在她的心里面。
When you have a treasure, something of great value,
当你有一个宝藏是非常极有价值的东西的时候
you don't leave it outside of your front door.
你不会摆在你家里前门外面，对不对？
You keep it in a very safe place.
你会把它放在一个非常安全的地方。
Let's say that you had a very valuable vase.
假设你有一个非常有价值的花瓶。
You don't put it where a two-year-old can knock it over.
你不会放在一个地方是两岁的孩子可以轻易的把它打碎。
You put it in a safe place.
你会把它放在一个非常安全的地方。
And the Bible says that Mary heard these words.
圣经描述说玛利亚听见这些所说的话。
And she treasured them in her heart.
然后圣经说她把它深藏，或者是把它当作是一个宝物一样藏在她的心里面。
But then it says she also pondered them.
然后她圣经上也说她会去思想，或者是默想这个话。
It's a picture of taking that beautiful vase off the shelf.
那个我们可以用一个图像来表达，就是他把那个非常美的那个花瓶从摆设当中拿下来
looking at its beauty,
然后就在那边欣赏它的容美
thinking, contemplating what you have,
然后在那边思想说你到底有的这个东西是多么宝贵多么珍贵的
when God speaks,
当神说话的时候
That word is to create in us the momentum of our own personal destinies.
那个话语其实要带出一个动能，能够让我们进入到我们生命的呼召跟命定里面。
God never speaks carelessly.
神从来不随随便便的说话。
He always speaks to empower.
他说话最终的目的是要赋予我们能力。
He always speaks redemptively.
他说话语都是带着救赎性的一个功能在背后。
And Paul is bringing Timothy.To attention to what God has said.
保罗这个时候就是要来让提摩太能够注意神过去对他说的话。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 1,
所以提摩太前书第一章
we have a couple verses that I want us to read.
有几节的经文是我们要一起来读的。
Verse
18. 第十八节
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you.That by them you wage the good warfare.
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
He goes on to mention how some have suffered spiritual shipwreck because they haven't done this.
他说有些人没有这样做，以至于他丢弃了良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
Verse 18, I would like for us to read it again.
但是我们要再一次读十八节。
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you wage the good warfare.
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
There's a wonderful new translation of the Bible, in English.
在英文现在有一个非常棒、最新出版的一个翻译的圣经的版本。
It's called the Passion Translation for those of you who read English.
那你可以读英文的话，那个版本叫做 Passion， 就是神的热情版本。
I want you to hear verse 18 in the Passion Translation.
我要你来听这个 Passion 的版本，这个第十八节是怎么样翻译的。
Timothy, my son.
他说，提摩太，我的儿子啊。
I am entrusting you with this responsibility.
我现在托付你一个责任。
In keeping with the very first prophecies that were spoken over your life.
那这个责任是跟着在你生命当中一开始对你发预言的那个话语。
And are now in the process of fulfillment in this great work of the ministry.
在你所做的事工当中，这个预言正在实现中。
In keeping with the prophecies spoken over you.
然后也是跟这一个在你生命当中所说的预言是一致对齐的。
Here's the phrase I want you to capture.
我要你清楚抓到这边接下来讲的东西。
With this encouragement.
带着这样的一个劝勉或者是鼓励。
Use your prophecies as weapons as you wage spiritual warfare by faith.
使用这些过去对你发过的先知性的话语，成为你的属灵的兵器，来在信心里面来征战。
With a clean conscience.
带着一个清洁的良心来征战。
Use your prophecies as weapons.
使用你的过去领受的先知性话语作为你的属灵兵器。
I want you to think through this with me.
我要你跟着我一起来思想哦。
When the Lord speaks a word to us,
当神对我们的生命说话的时候
it may be in your own devotional time as you're reading the scripture.
可能在你读圣经的时候，他对你说话。
He highlights something that you can tell is just for you.
他就向你启示，把一些的亮光，指引在你生命里面。
Maybe he's exhorted you to have great courage.
可能他在过程当中对你说话要勇敢，要刚强壮胆。
Maybe he's encouraging you to take more risk.
或者他鼓励你可以更多的冒险。
Whatever the case might be.
不管是什么
，He speaks to you.
他对你说话。
It may be a prophet stands up in a service like this and calls out and prophesies.
也可能是在这样的一个聚会当中，有个先知在台上就指着你，要对你发预言。
It may be as simple as a friend calling you on the phone.
也可能是很简单的一个朋友在电话上打电话给你的时候。
Saying I was praying for you this morning.
他说我今天早晨在为你祷告的时候。
And this thought came to mind.
然后这个想法，这个意念突然出现在我的脑海里面。
The point is that we realize that we live by what God says.
重点是我们需要明白的是，我们要活在神的话语所说的里面。
Regardless of how it comes to us,
不管这个话语是怎么样领受的，不管方式是如何
，it may be a note that somebody wrote, and they hand you that paper.
可是人们可能写的给你一个纸条，然后就放在你的桌子上。
I have the responsibility to treasure and ponder.
我有一个责任，就是要好好的珍惜，然后深藏这个话语，然后来默想这个话语。
But here's the picture.
可是你来看这保罗所说的哦。
Here is where I am in my life right now.
所以我的生命现在是在这个地方。
And God gives me a prophetic word.
然后神在这个地方给我一个先知性的话语。
Maybe it's a promise of something He's going to do for me.
可能这个先知性话语的内容是神的应许，告诉我他将来会为我成就什么。
Maybe it's instruction on what He wants me to do with my life.
或者是很清楚的指示，他要我的生命怎么样去回应他。
But anytime God gives us a promise,
但是任何时刻神给我们一个应许
，it's because He sees where He's going to take us.
因为他看见了他要带我们去的地方。
And He brings us a word that is necessary to get from here to there.
他从那个地方带给这个在这个时刻赐给我们那个话语，是要让我们可以从这个地方去到他要我们去的地方。
And then He does all of us a great favor.
然后他就帮我们一个很大的忙啊。
He's telling us there's a war between here and there.
他告诉我们，很直接告诉我们，在这个地方到那个地方中间有一场战役。
In Matthew 13,
在马太福音第十三章
there's this phrase.
他讲了一句这样的话
When tribulation or persecution arises because of the word.
他说，因着那一个道而来的逼迫跟患难。
Whenever we receive the word of the Lord into our life,
当我们领受从神来的话语在我们生命里面的时候
it attracts conflict.
它一定会吸引冲突跟征战的。
The verse says, when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word.
他说，因着那一个道后来而来的苦难，或者是逼迫。
Receiving the word over my life actually attracts conflict.
你要知道，当我接受这个从神来的话语在我生命里面的时候，也会吸引这些的冲突跟困难到我生命里面。
But it's not conflict for us to lose.
可是这样的一个冲突也好，这样的一个战役不需要让我们溃败。
It's conflict to strengthen us in our authority.
那个征战的目的是要让我们在我们的权柄操练上面可以加增。
If everything worked without conflict,
如果所有一切都不需要都没有困难就很顺顺利利的都发生。
I am not faced with any choices.
其实我没有任何的选择的空间啊。
And if I'm not faced with choices,
如果我没有在自由意志的选择里面做选择
He cannot give me reward.
如果我的没有办法做选择他就没有办法给我奖赏
He is a father who rewards.
他是一个奖赏他儿女的父亲
The Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God.
圣经上说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
And it says, it goes on to say, he is the rewarder of those who seek him.
他说那他因为他赏赐那寻求他面的人
So let's say the Lord gives me a promise.
假设神给我一个应许。
Let's say I'm a businessman and he's promised to prosper me.
假设我是一个生意人，然后他应许我要使我的生意兴隆。
If all he does is pour money into my bank account,
如果他的这个应许结果就是不断的把钱加在我的银行户头里面。
I am not any stronger.
我没有任何的成长，我没有任何的提升。
My faith is not any stronger.
我的信心也没有提升。
My character is not any stronger.
我的品格也没有更成熟。
I've had no choices.
我没有任何的选择，因为钱就进来了。
Because I had no choices, there's no reward.
因为我没有做选择，就没有奖赏。
So he gives me the promise.
所以他给我这个应许。
And then what happens?
然后接下来发生什么事？
I have a financial problem.
我面临到一个财务的危机。
What am I going to do?
那我现在要做什么？
Am I going to panic?
我要开始紧张忧虑吗？
Am I going to use ungodly means to bring increase?
我要用一些不讨神喜悦的方式来加增我的收入吗？
Or am I going to take what God has said over my life?
或者是我要选择来支取紧紧抓住神在我生命里面所对我说的应许
And use it as a weapon to get me where God has said I'm supposed to be.
然后使用那个应许，使用神的话语成为我的属灵的兵器，然后突破我面对的困难，然后去到神要定义我去的地方。
How confident am I in what God has said?
我对神所说的话语有多少的信心啊？
Many Christians stay back here.
很多的基督徒停留在这个地方。
And they say, well, I thought I heard from God.
他们会说，我认为我听到神说话。
Maybe that prophet was wrong.
可能这个先知是假先知，讲错了吧。
Because I've believed.
因为我真的相信耶。
And nothing has happened.
可是没有任何的事发生。
My faith is evident in my willingness to fight.
我的信心从哪里地方可以看得见？就是我是否愿意拿起这个应许来征战，然后经历突破。
There's no question. There's a part of the gospel.Where God does everything for us.
没有错，在福音的里面是有一个部分，神为我们成就了一切。
There are times in Scripture where He says, "Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord."
在神里面告诉我们，他说：“你们静默来看神的救恩来到。”
Whenever He does that,
当他这样做的时候
He's reinforcing our identity as sons and daughters of God.
他在不断地强调我们是他儿女的身份。
But there are times where he gives us a promise.
可是有的时候他会给予我们一个应许。
And he requires me to make decisions.
可是在这个应许之后他会要求我做选择做决定。
What does this war look like?
那这个战役这个征战看起来像什么？
First of all, the battleground is the mind.
你要知道这个战役战场永远是在你的心思意念里面。
What am I going to meditate on?
那我到底要默想什么东西？
What am I going to pray over in my devotional time?
在我的灵修读经祷告的时候我到底要专注在什么东西上面？
What am I going to confess as I go through my day?
当我在过我每一天的生活的时候我到底要宣告什么东西？
What is my conversation going to be like with other trusted friends?
跟着我信赖的朋友的交谈当中我的口里会说出什么内容？
Am I going to reinforce what God has said?
我要不断地重复是神过去给我的应许。
Or am I going to undermine what God has said?
或者借着我口里所说的话其实我在拆毁神在我生命当中的
应许。 I don't know, Jonathan.
我不知道、
I thought for sure God was going to provide for me by now.
我本来认为神这个时候应该也会供应我一切所需。
He said I'd be a successful businessman.
他说我是一个会成功的生意人。
It's been all these years.
可是花了这么多年啊。
And I don't have any success.
一点成功都没有。
I'm thinking of going into the ministry.
我可能觉得我应该做全职传道人。
I think I'll become a pastor.
我应该做一个牧师了。
What am I doing?
我在做什么？
I'm unraveling what God has said.
其实我在一点一点的在拆毁神在说的话。
I'm undermining, I'm pulling the rug out from under what God has said.
好像我是把神说的话语的根基一点一点的把它拆除。
If I have heard from God,
如果我是真的听见神说的，
if the Lord has spoken to me,
如果神真的对我说话，
I do not have the right to contradict what he has said.
我没有任何的权利可以来抵制、拆毁、怀疑他说的话。
I have a responsibility.
我有一个责任。
The angel of the Lord shows up to Zacharias.
天使向撒加利亚显现。
And he tells Zacharias, your Elizabeth is going to have a son.
他告诉撒加利亚，你的妻子伊丽莎伯会生一个孩子。
And you're to name that son John.
然后你要给他起名叫做约翰。
This, of course, was the prophecy about John the Baptist.
这当然是关乎施洗约翰的一个预言。
And Zacharias said, how do I know this is really going to happen?
那撒加利亚的回应是，我怎么知道这个事会发生？
And the angel of the Lord, I love his answer.
我很喜欢这个天使的他的回答。
He said, I'm Gabriel.
他说我是加百列。
I stand in the presence of God.
我是站在神同在里的。
In other words, it is impossible for me not to tell you something that's true.
他说我跟你讲的东西就一定是真的吗？
I represent God.
我是代表神说话的。
And then he says to Zacharias,
然后跟撒加利亚说，
I'm going to take away your ability to talk.
他说我现在要夺取你讲话的能力啊。
And so he took away his speech.
所以他把他讲话的能力夺走了。
Until after John was born.
要直到约翰出生之后。
Why?
为什么？
John's birth was a miracle.
因为约翰的出生是个神迹。
And he didn't want Zacharias' speech to kill the miracle.
他不要撒加利亚讲错话来拆毁这个神迹。
Sometimes we sing one thing.
有时候我们唱诗歌的时候，唱的是一回事。
I trust in you.
哦，我信赖你啊。
Almighty God.
哦，全能的神啊。
Nothing is impossible.
在你没有难成的事啊。
Well, I sure wish this miracle would happen.
啊，真的是这个神迹，赶快发生，不可能发生。
I don't know what's going on.
我真不知道为什么还没发生。
There must be hidden sin in my life.
可能是我生命当中有隐藏的罪啊。
I don't know why God seems to answer everybody else's prayer, but He doesn't.
我不知道为什么神都回应所有人祷告，就是不听我的祷告。
We just talk away, undermine the miracle that is in the works in our life.
我们的那种虚晃的谈论，其实就在拆毁神在我们生命当中的那个应许。
We are in a war.
我们其实在一场战役里啊。
Don't shoot yourself.
你不要自己开自己枪，好不好？
Take what God has said.
你要紧紧的抓住神对你说的话。
And use it as a weapon.
然后使用那个作为属灵的兵器。
The enemy says that'll never happen in your life.
仇敌会告诉你说，那不在你生命当中永远不可能发生的。
Let God be found true in every other voice, a lie.
所有其他的声音都是谎言。
God, The enemy says you'll never be a successful businessman. Look at your finances.
仇敌会跟你说，你看着你的财务的状况，你怎么可能会成为一个成功的生意人呢？
It is impossible for God to lie to me.
神要对我说谎是不可能的。
What he has said, he will bring to pass.
他说过的必会成就。
And you take that word and you make advancement.
你就拿着神的话语，就不断的往前走，不断的经历突破。
What's happening?
发生什么事?
Every moment of every day, I am making a decision to say amen to what God has said.
每一天每一刻我在做一个选择，就是要阿们神所说的话语。
And whenever there's a choice,
当我有这样的一个选择的时候，
there's a reward.
我选择对，一定会有赏赐。
The Father's not punishing us.
我们的父神不是在惩罚我们。
He's a father who wants to entrust us with more than we could dream of.
这位父亲是要托付我们，是远超过我们可以想象的。
But it comes from learning how to faithfully use that which God has given us.
可是是从哪里开始学会管理他已经对我们所说的话，使用这个成为兵器，经历突破。
A wonderful friend of mine, a very trusted prophet.
一个我的很好的朋友，也是非常信赖的一个先知
，named Larry Randolph。
他的名叫做 Larry Randolph。
Years ago, he told us, he made this statement.
几年前，他这样对我们说
：“God will keep all of His promises.
神绝对会实现他所有的应许。
But He is not obligated to keep our potential.
可是他没有责任一定要成就所有我们的潜能。”
In other words, there are times where God gives us a word that is our potential.
意思是说，有的时候神给予我们的话语是讲到我们的潜能。
But it's not going to happen just because He said it.
但是这个东西不会一定发生，因为他说了。
Do you understand this?
你明白这个在讲的吗？
If He gives me a word,
如果他给我一个话语
that is to be used as a weapon,
如果要成为一个兵器。
What happens if I don't use it as a weapon?
那如果我没有把这个话语当作兵器来使用，会怎么办？会怎么样？
Then there's no victory.
就不会有得胜啊，不会有胜利啊。
He gives me a word.
他给我一个话语。
And I just wait.
然后我就等候。
Oh God, I just trust you. I believe you.
Oh, 神，我等候你，我信赖你。
You're going to make me a successful businessman.
你会让我成为一个成功的生意人。
Think I'll get a business card made.
然后我就会我的名片上这样写。
Bill Johnson, successful businessman.
Bill Johnson 是一个成功的生意人。
But I never engage with the war in my mind with God's word.
我没有使用神的话语来在我的心思意念的战场上面来征战。
The implication is, without a battle, there is no victory.
意思是说，没有征战就不会有最后的得胜。
And I tell you, I believe that it's something that God is releasing over the church in Taiwan right now.
我要说的是，我相信这是神正在释放在台湾的众教会里面的一边。
Recall to mind what God has promised.
你要回想神过去所应许你的话语。
Don't let it go.
你不要轻易的放弃跟忘记这些的应许。
Sing it.
把这些应许唱出来。
Proclaim it.
把这些应许宣告出来。
Keep it in your conversation.
在你的交谈当中不断的提到这些的应许。
When you're in prayer, declare it.
当你在祷告的时候，宣告这个应许。
Just don't drop it.
不要放掉。放弃这些应许。
Swords belong in our hands.
兵器是要拿在手上的。
And I want to pray for a revival of the word of God in your mouths.
我要祷告，就是在你的口里要有神的话的一个苏醒，在你的口里宣扬出来。
I believe the Lord wants to help us recover.What we have forgotten that He told us.
我相信神要帮助我们寻找，或者是回想到我们已经忘记神告诉我们的一些应许。
Why don't you stand up?
所以我们从位上站起来。
Look at the person on your right and left.
看着你旁边左右旁边的人。
God has told them things that they forgot.
神有告诉他们一些事，他们已经忘记了。
And you need to help them.
你需要帮助帮帮他们的忙啊。
You need to help them.
你需要帮帮他们的忙。
You are standing next to them.
你站在他们旁边。
Because God wants you to help them.
因为神要你帮他们。
And they needed to hear this tonight.
他们今天需要听见这个信息。
Because their potential requires a fight.
因为他们的潜能的实现需要经过征战。
So I want you to start praying for each other.
我要你开始彼此来为他们，为你左右边的人开始祷告。
I want you to ask the Lord, help them to remember.
我要你跟神这样的祷告，为他们祷告，你按手他们的身上，然后呢，你跟他说，神，求你帮助他们可以想起啊。
Give them courage.
给他们勇气，让他们可以记得。
Help them to use your word.
让他们可以使用你的话语，成为他们的兵器。
As weapons.
成为他们的兵器。
To bring about victory.
带下得胜。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
On the flight from United States to here,
当我在从美国坐飞机来台湾的路程
I took time to review prophecies over my life.
我特别花时间去聆听跟回想 过去在我生命当中所发的预言。
It's my custom to do this often.
我常常会重新去聆听，也是去看整理出来的那些预言。
I have a number of videos that I will play and just watch.
有一些是已经拍好的影片，是那些先知为我发预言的影片，所以我会不断的回去来重复来看。
I have to know what God says.
因为我必须要知道神对我说过什么。
I can't afford to have a thought in my head about me.That he doesn't have in his head about me.
我没有办法允许有任何关于我自己对我自己的意念是神对我没有这样的意念。
I have prophetic words.
我有先知性的话语。
Document after document.
这是已经整理好的文字档。
I have little 3x5 cards.
有甚至是写在那一种我的那种纸上面卡上面。
Going back to 1973.
那个最早的是1973年说的。
The Lord said something.
神对我说的一些的话。
And you record it.
然后我就写下来。
And you bring it up and read it again.
当你再一次拿起来再读的时候。
We're in a war.
要知道我们在这场战役中呢。
And it's a war over words.
这个战役是关乎什么？关乎话语。
Whose word are we going to believe?
我们到底要听谁的话？
Whose word are we going to think about?
我们要默想的是谁的话？
Whose word are we going to proclaim?
我们要宣告的是谁的话？
Whose word are we going to keep in our conversation?
在我们的交谈当中，我们要谈论的是谁的话？
We have responsibility.
我们有一个责任啊。
To treasure.
要来珍藏。
So I want to pray for that.
我要特别为这个祷告。
That God would release over the church here.
神要释放在我们的教会中间。
A grace.
一个恩典。
A skill.
一个技能、啊。
Almost like an art form.
好像是一个艺术一样。
Of holding to what God says.
是紧紧抓住神所说过的话。
Refusing to consider any other option.
然后拒绝考虑任何其他的选项。
Because he's a father who longs to reward.
因为这是一个良善的父亲，他渴望要奖赏他的儿女。
So Father, we come to you once again.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
In the wonderful name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名来到你面前。
Give us a skill.
主，你教导我们，给予我们这样的一个技能
a grace,
给我们这样的一个恩典
to value what you say above every other word.
看重你所说的话语胜过所有其他的话语
Help us to recall the things you've spoken to us.
让我们能够回想过去你曾经对我们说过的话语
Some of those things you gave to us when we were children.
甚至在年幼的时候你对我们说过的话语让我们能够记得
And yet they've been long forgotten.
可是我们过去已经忘记了。
So I ask that you would help us to recall to mind.
父神，你帮助我们在我们的记忆里面再次回想。
Help us to live under the influence of your word.
让我们能够活在你话语的影响之下。
Under the influence of your promises.
在你的应许的影响之下。
And I ask finally.
最后我向你来求。
That you'd release a gift of courage.
你释放一个。勇敢的心智在我们中间。
A courage to fight well with what you've said.
那个勇气是让我们能够拿起你所说的应许来征战的勇气。
That the battle over our thought life.
在我们心思意念的这个战场上。
Would be won because of what you've said.
因着你所说过的话语，我们在这个心思意念的战场上面可以得胜。
I ask for this in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣的名向你来祷告。
Everybody said Amen.
所有神的百姓都说 Amen.
Amen. I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你。
For me, I use my iPad.
我用的方式是用在我的 iPad 里面有整理这些的。
I have a couple large.Binders, notebooks in my office.
在我的办公室里面呢，我有其实是有那个所谓的整理好的资料。
I've saved prophetic words over my life, over our church.
是我整理好过去对我生命所说的先知性的话语，或者是对我们教会所说的先知性话语。
Some of them go back into the 70s or the 80s.
有一些是回到就是70年代、80年代曾经说过的，我都珍藏起来。
We've seen partial fulfillment, but there's more.
我们看见一部分的已经实现了，可是还有更多还没有。
I have a discipline, I guess you'd call it.
我有一个，你可以说是一个纪律哦，属灵的纪律哦。
Where I make a list of dreams in my life.
我也会有一个清单，是讲到我生命里面的一些梦想的清单。
I've got 150 things written down.
然后这个清单，这个梦想清单里面有150个东西。
And if I want to encourage myself,
如果我想要鼓励我自己啊。
I bring up my dreams.
我就把我这个梦想的清单拿出来。
The things I want to see happen in my lifetime.
就是我渴望在我的人生当中可以经历、可以看见到的事。
I read over them.
我就读这些清单。
I pray over them.
我就祷告这些清单。
Because he's a father who loves to fulfill the dreams of his children.
因为这个良善的父亲，他渴望实现成就他儿女的梦想。
I want to constantly be engaged with him.
我渴望一直跟他不断的在这个交谈跟连接关系中。
Over what he would like to do in the earth,
就是他渴望在地上所实现成就的事。
And he wants to work through our dreams.
他也渴望借着你我的梦想来实现。
He wants to plant his dream into our dream.
他渴望把他的梦放在我们里面的，放在我们的梦里面。
I keep these things in front of my face.
我把这个东西常常摆在我面前。
On the airplane, in my office, in my house.
在飞机上我会来看，在我的办公室里面，在我家里面都有一份。
I had a physical problem a few years ago, 3 years ago.
三年前我其实面临到身体上面一个非常大的一个疾病。
I had a growth in a small intestine that had to be removed.
在我的小肠里面有一个长一个东西是必须要割除的。
And so I was in bed for a while.
所以那时候我在病床上面很长一段时间。
Almost all I did.
我在病床上面唯一做的事是什么？
Was read the prophecies.
就是读这些关于我的先知预言话。
Read his word.
就是读他对我说的话。
What has God said?
过去神对我说过什么话？
Every other voice is a lie.
所有其他的声音都是谎言。
What has God said?
神说过什么？
Every other voice is a lie.
其他的话语都是谎言。
I talked a long time. I'm sorry.
我讲太久了哈。
I was going to do some other things.
我本来要做些其他的事。
Let's do this.
我们这样做好了。
If you have pain in your body, put a hand up.
如果你身体上面有任何的疼痛、任何的疾病的，请举手一下。
It may be from something very serious, like cancer.
可能是一个非常严重的，像是癌症。
It could be from an injury you had this morning in your house.
或者是可能今天早晨所发生的一些的状况，你有一些的疼痛。
I want you to put your hand on someone who has their hand up.
那举手人继续举着，好不好？旁边的人可以为他们按手，每一个人都有人为他按手，好不好？
The Lord is healing people right now of migraine headaches.
主现在正在医治我们当中有偏头痛的。神正在医治你。
There are people in this room who have had years of pain.In the head.
而且在你的头部上面有那样的一个偏头痛，或者是重创的一个痛的，神正在医治你。
If that's you, tell the person who's praying for you.
然后，如果这是你的话，跟那些按手在你身上的人祷告，跟他们说。
I want you to lift it off their head.
那些为他们祷告的，我要你奉主耶稣名把这个痛。
As though you could see it, lift it off.
这个疼痛从他身上完全的脱开。
Declare over them, this ends tonight.
宣告就是神的医治临到，每一个头痛要离开。
Break the power of those headaches that ends tonight.
破除那个头痛上面的一个针，头痛的这样的一个痛。
Loose them now.
释放他们。
The Lord is healing the spine.
主正在医治脊椎有问题的，脊椎有状况的，奉主耶稣的名要得医治。
There are some of you that have injuries to your back.
我们当中有些人，你的背部曾经经历过一些的重创。
And the Lord is healing right now.
主正在医治你的脊椎，医治你的背。
There are people with pain in the jaw.
我们当中有些人，你的下颚有痛，有疼痛的。
Put your hand on your own jaw right now.
把你的手放在你的下颚这个边。
Be released now from TMJ.
现在这个 TMJ 的状况得到医治。
The arthritis of the jaw.
就是你的整个的下颚的这个关节的关节炎。
Okay, go ahead and end your prayer.
好，可以结束你的祷告了。
I want everyone who received prayer.
我要我们刚才每一个领受祷告的人
to examine yourself in some way.
现在可以来查验一下。
Try to move around.
尝试做一些你过去可能没有办法做的动作。
If you had a problem with your back, bend over.
如果你过去你背部疼痛没有办法弯腰的，你可以尝试做一些。
If it was headache pain or knee pain,
如果是膝盖疼痛的或者是头部疼痛的
，examine yourself quickly.
现在来查验一下，来试试看。
And as soon as you discover you're at least 80% better,
如果你发现你已经有八成以上的改善
，I want you to wave both hands over your head like this.
我要你双手来举起挥舞，来为神做见证。
Look,
你已经经历到八成以上的恢复跟医治的，哇，有好多的人，
wow.
好多的人啊
！We bless the Lord.
我们称颂主，我们赞美神。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Now let me ask a question.
我要再问一个问题。
Some of you were actually set free. You felt something lift off your head when they prayed for you.
当他们为你祷告的时候，那些有头痛的人、偏头痛的人，你感受到有东西从你头部好像就离开了。
You've suffered for years with headache pain.
你很多年下来有这种偏头痛的一个症状。
And it's now gone.
现在已经离开的。
Who is that?
是谁啊？可以举手一下吗
？Put your hand up.
是谁举手一下
？Yes.
感谢神，感谢神，感谢神，感谢神，感谢神，感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢神。
Here's, I want to pray for you.
Well, 来为你祷告。
We're going to end because I've run out of time.
我们必须要结束，因为时间已经差不多到了。
But you still have permission to get healed.
但是你还是可以被允许，虽然时间到了，你还是可以得医治啊。
Holy Spirit, we do welcome you.
圣灵，我们欢迎你。
We're so encouraged with your ongoing presence.
你的同在给我们很大的鼓励。
But I ask that you would work a deep, deep work in us.
但是我求你更深、更深在我们里面工作。
Bringing healing and deliverance to people's bodies.
带下医治释放在人的身体里面。
That we could serve you in full strength.
以及我们可以全心健康的来侍奉你。
For the glory of God.
为了神你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢大家，感谢你。
再一次谢谢比尔牧师，谢谢训政牧师，弟兄姐妹可以请坐。感谢神，三天的特会就到这边要结束了。在大家离开会场之前，再一次的请大家确认个人随身的物品，如果有捡到遗失物，麻烦尽速协助我们送到服务台。那么如果你确定有东西掉了，也可以到